that the way? There's the way. Okay, there we go. Okay. So, lying on your back, start to begin to notice how you're resting on the floor. Today is September 24th, 2014, and we're going to do lesson number 423 called Opening the Knee. So as I was saying, it's just a very unusual lesson. Please, please, please go slow with yourself and gentle with yourself because you will get profound results. This is definitely not a lesson based on how far you can go, okay? So as you're settling into the floor, take a moment to notice how your spine is resting on the floor. And then how do you sense that whole trunk area that we've been working with lately? So how your ribs connect to your spine, going out to where your shoulder blades are and then down to where your pelvis. So just, it's like taking in inventory right now of how that whole area feels. And then noticing and sensing how your legs are lying on the floor. And what is it like in your hips? So maybe at this point you don't really perceive any tightness. But check maybe the space behind your knees, what that's like. And also check in to notice what part, as I was mentioning, the tailbone, you know, what part down there, it's usually around the tailbone that you're resting right now. And most likely that is going to change. So just kind of really identify where that resting point is right now. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough to sense the quality of the movement. Excellent. And we're going to start with the same movement we've been doing for several months now, bending your right leg, bringing your right foot to stand, just always at the beginning to get a starting reference point. And as you gently push your right foot into the floor, keeping your right knee over your ankle, right, you roll your pelvis to the left. And you're just seeing, how does this feel this morning, right? And your right shoulder blade hangs back. So you get a nice big arch and twist in your spine. So remember, your knee stays up and your pelvis rolls. And you let your right arm hang behind. So you just roll the pelvis, roll, let this open up, and come back. Change legs. So just really sensing how the movement in your spine is coming along, and then the movement in the hip. Is it getting easier to keep that knee straight up and roll the pelvis so the knee almost feels like it flares out? It does not go, keep rolling, does not go, yeah. Your knee does not go in. And this will tell you how tight you are in your hips. And then we'll come back to it. Okay, and straighten your leg. So you're going to bend your left knee out to the side so it stays on the floor. That's it. And you bring like the sole of the foot kind of towards your crotch. Okay? So we're going to come back to this position again and again and again. So when I say bend your knee out to the side, this is what I mean. Okay? So you bend your left knee out to the side. It's not standing up. Okay? Out to the side. There you go. Right? Now keep it there. So bend your knee out to, no. Bend your knee out to the side and keep it there. Don't straighten the leg. Keep it there. There. Keep it there. Okay, now your right leg. You're going to bend the knee straight up, upwards, as if to stand the leg. So stand it. Okay, you got that leg standing? Great. Now you're going to walk your right foot over to step onto your left knee and thigh. Okay? So you're going to step your right foot on. What does on mean? On top of left thigh and knee. Try not to be on the lower leg. You want to be thigh, knee. It's very specific. As best as you can. If it's really impossible for you, then you can slide a little bit below the knee, but be cautious. Okay. First of all, just feel what you do with the rest of yourself to get into this position. So that tells you about your hips. If your hips were more open, you would be lying flatter. So it's just a reference point. And from here, you're going to start to butterfly your right knee, right? We've done this before. So you think of it coming a little bit up to the left and then opening to the right. Okay, so nothing changes, right? You keep this starting position and you butterfly your right knee. Is this hard for you, Bonnie? Okay, so just stand it here and then butterfly from here. Okay, so you guys listen to the instructions. I should call this a class on English language too, right? Seriously, right? On, what does on mean? What does off mean?
Can't do it like this. Just like one move.
Oh, so
I have problems.
So just find a place.
Is my ankle okay?
Yes, let me, and then just... Oh. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah, so if you need me to come over and help you modify, I will. Okay? So, and try to relax the toes. Some of you are clenching the toes. Breathe. Right, so if you really have to twist in your back and pelvis, at this point, that's fine. So just feel, first of all, what the butterfly range is. Don't exceed it. Stay in what's comfortable. Okay, didn't I tell you from the very beginning this is an unusual lesson? So you need a lot of patience with yourself. Excellent. Okay, now, staying in this position, you're going to take your left hand and grab your right knee. If you can. Or your pants. Okay? Now, using the left hand, you're going to pull the right knee a little closer and then let the knee move away to pull on the shoulder. So the shoulder lifts up. Right? So you really connect your hand and your knee. They're like glued together. And I know the familiar thing is to pull and crank on the right leg, but I want your right leg to move away from you. Don't let go, right? They're glued. So if they're glued, it means the left shoulder has to lift up. And it means that the back of your neck is going to arch a little bit. So let the left shoulder, that's it, Bruce. Let the left shoulder lift. Beautiful. So just trust. Don't let that slip. So really grip.
Oh.
Don't let it slip. So what do you need to do with the shoulder? Uh-huh. Okay. So again, you guys, listen. What do you need to do with the shoulder? Your left hand is glued to your knee. That means the fingers aren't allowed to slide. Somebody glued them there. Okay, so that means something has to happen with the left shoulder and your spine. It's a really weird twist. Okay, so you're just not holding, you're moving. Move. Okay, this is not yoga and stretching, but we're moving and we're learning how to move from different places. There you go. Okay, let that go and rest. And just sense if anything's different already in the right hip. Okay, we're going to try the same thing to the other side. So it means you're going to bend the right knee out to the side. You're going to bring the left knee up so the left foot stands. Once it's standing, you're going to walk it over to stand on top of the right thigh. Right thigh, right knee. If that's totally impossible, right shin or ankle. Right? You find where you can stand it. And now you're gently going to butterfly the left knee. Right? So butterfly means you bring it a little bit towards the right shoulder. You come back to the starting place and away, right? Some of you are just pulling it in and going back to the starting place. You need to feel moving the left knee away from you as well. So away means towards the floor on the left side, not up towards your right shoulder, right? That's not what I'm interested in. You want to open the hip. There you go. Right? Away. Okay, and you really want to keep the foot standing. So I know we've done other lessons where we're holding the foot, we're twisting the ankle. Right now, we really want to work on it standing. Okay, reach across with the right arm, right? Grab the knee. Glue them together. That means the fingers, the hand does not slip away from the knee. If they're glued, imagine if I came and hammered a stake through them, right? There's no shifting. So that means what needs to happen in the right shoulder blade and your spine, what needs to happen with your cervical spine, your head will start to hang back. I mean, this is a lesson, it's a perfect example of the more that you let your spine be involved, again, the more you're going to get freedom in your hip. So it's not rolling necessarily your head, right? Think of arching your head, right? If you're slipping, that would be painful if I took a nail and nailed your hand to your knee. That would really hurt if you wanted to create a bigger rip in your hand. Don't let it slide. Don't let it slide. I'm going to drill a nail into your hand and knee. But if you want to drag it and rip open your hand more, go for it. That would really hurt.
I'm getting it.
Are you getting it? Good thing I don't have a hammer and nail today. What do you do with your upper back? Okay, let it go and rest. Okay, we're going to go back to the left side, right? So we're going to bend the left knee out to the side. You're going to bend the right leg to stand. Once it's standing, you're going to walk your foot over and find a place it's doable to stand. Okay? Don't strain. So if it's the ankle, I'm okay with it. Okay? Now go back to the movement of first just butterflying the right knee by itself. Breathe. Excellent. Now this time you're going to reach down with your right hand, the same side, right hand, same side. Get a hold of the knee or the thigh. They're glued together, and you're going to open the knee and fold the knee. Same thing, but now you've got the right shoulder blade lifting away from the floor. Great. Okay, let go with the right hand. Go back to the left hand. So that's the other hand. Right? So remember, they're glued together. Right? There's no slippage. So when there's no slippage, it means where else in your entire back, neck, I'm giving you tons of freedom to let the rest of your body move. To butterfly the leg. And my key thought for you is to let the left shoulder blade lift away from the floor. Let the neck lift. Let the head tilt back. Drag the head on the floor. Excellent. Now, pause to just let go and just come back to the movement of the knee by itself. Right? Nice butterfly wing. But see, is the knee opening up a little bit more? Right? Because the direction is that you want to open the right knee to lie on the floor. Anybody can bring it across themselves. It's opening. That's closing. It's opening. Drop the right knee all the way down towards the floor. And ask yourself, where is the limitation? So when you go to the furthest place you can go, where are you limited? Are you limited on the left side? Are you limited in the SI joint? Or is it the front side of your thigh and hip? Or maybe a combination of those places. Now let the knee be open, the right knee, let it stay there. And think of taking your head backwards like we've done before. Let your chest lift and come onto the back of your head. And then come out of it. Try that a couple times and see if that helps let the thigh open a little bit more. Nice, Cheryl. That's it, Lori. Good, Bonnie. Okay, slowly come out of that and let's lengthen the legs and rest on your backs. Nice. Right, this lesson, like I said, it really tells you the tightness that's going on. Let's try the other side. Bend the right knee out to the side. Stand the left leg. Once it's standing, you walk it over to step onto the right leg. Again, I'm totally fine that you make adjustments so it's doable for you. And then you just start by doing the butterfly movement with your left knee. Again, the opening phase is what we're after a lot. The closing phase, a lot of you know how to do. In fact, you do it too much. Right? So we're working on the opening. That's it. Nice. So with this side now, you're going to reach down with your left hand to start with. Right? Get a hold of the left knee. Glue them together. Beautiful, Bonnie. And bring the knee a little bit in and butterfly it out. And again, what adjustments do you make in the rest of you? Right? So if these two endpoints are glued together, everything else in your body has to adjust. So if you can't grab the knee, grab the thigh. There you go. Just don't let the hand slip. So let the shoulder lift. Let your neck hang back. There you go. Let your head roll a little bit. Some of you are getting, you can roll. Yeah, so what happens if you kind of roll? Right? Does the knee get open a little bit more? Excellent. Okay, let's bring that hand down and change hands. So bring the other hand, the right hand, to your left knee or thigh. And again, it's okay to adapt as long as there's no slipping. And butterfly in and out. But really be careful on the end. Some of you are pulling too much on the end. So if you do that, what you're doing is you're pulling your SI joint away from your tailbone. And I would kind of suggest that's not a good thing. But that's what a lot of people do. That's why the SI joint is loose, because they overstretch the ligament. So it's, again, the opening up phase that's the most important, not pulling in. So again, think about rolling a little bit along your pelvis. What if you roll to the left? How does that help? How can you let the right shoulder blade really lift up? Nice, Bonnie. That's it, Lori. That's it, Bruce. Good, Barb. Sure. Okay, let's let that hand go and just stay with the left leg standing on the right. And just let's open and close a little bit this butterfly wing. And is it starting to open more? And find where the place is that you need to stop. And then really clarify for yourself what stops you. Is it on the left side, or is it something on the right side, or is it a combination? Is it on the front of the hip, on the side of the hip? Is it something in the back? Right? Really become clear for yourself when you hit that limitation. Where do you feel either tightness or restriction? Excellent. Okay, let's let that go. Straighten your legs and rest. Let's go back to the left leg bent out to the side. Bring the right leg to stand, walk it on top so it's over there to the left. Now you're going to interlace both hands and place them below or around your right knee. Okay? And you can roll to the left, beautiful. Okay? Again, we're going to start to butterfly the knee. I know you all know how to pull it in more. I want you to feel the knee pulling on the arms so that the shoulder blades lift and your head starts to hang back. Now, if this is painful for anybody's knee, some of us have had knee surgeries, go underneath or behind the knee. That is fine. Go underneath the knee. Bruce, like you were doing was fine. So if there's a knee issue and you're feeling like it's pushing the lower leg too close in, you can go under. As much as it can, but you know, because it's not about lifting the foot, it's about folding, opening the knee. That's it. So think more. This is such a great lesson for you. Think more what your upper back, we'll say, is not doing. So this is back to your neck issues that you were so nice to share about, right? Mm-hmm. So let this part of you move. Now move the knee away from you. Look at all that range.
Okay.
Right? But that's where you're stiff. That's why mm-hmm. you have neck issues.
Right.
It's all in here. So when the arms stretch, let that mid back arch.
Oh.
And then it flattens. And the mid.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah, that's much better.
Isn't that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to lift my leg over you. There okay. we go. Right, you guys? So it's all about this upper back. So less rolling. You guys are somehow rolling left and right. When your knee moves away from you, it's going to go down. Okay? Now try to do it by arching the spine and dragging the back of your head on the floor, like you're going to do a back bend. But Lori, direct the knee this way. So some of you got yourselves all messed up. So the left leg has got to be out to the side. Some of you have brought it up to standing. I'm not sure why. Your right leg is the standing one. So think of your legs coming away from you. That's the direction. That's okay. Okay, let's try this now. Can you keep your left hand connected to your knee? And let's bring your right hand behind your head. And let's try a little flexion, okay? So it means that you're gonna use your right hand to lift your head at the same time as the right knee moves away. And go back down. Remember I said in the beginning, this is a small movement lesson? Now you know what I mean. It's like, this is kind of like doing, what is it called, that twister game? Mr. Twister, or what is it? Is it just called Twister?
Yes.
Okay, we're in Twister right now, right? You can't go very far. But the key thing is, beautiful Bonnie, is as the knee moves away from you, lift the head round the back. Okay, so does it mean pulling the knee in more? This is gonna mess up your SI joint so bad. This is pulling the knee in. Your whole object is not to do that. Your whole object is to pull it away. Okay? Away. Away. There you go. Okay, let's rest that. Okay, we're going to come back to that side because I want to do a little bit more with the head lifting. So bend your right leg out to the side, please. Left leg out to the side, please. Right leg standing. Walk the right foot to step on the left. Just what we were doing. Now, the right hand connects with your knee. the left hand goes behind your head. Okay? As you move the right knee away from you and the hand pulls, you lift your head. And you're feeling what you're doing in your back. Nice, Cheryl. Good, Lori. Excellent, you guys. Now, how come you guys, this was so easy? Okay, now if this is so easy, just change your hands. Change over the hands and keep doing what you just did. Make sure you're breathing. Remember, the knee moves away as you lift the head. They don't pull towards each other. Excellent. Okay, now, let the arms go. Your head is resting, and let's just butterfly that right leg and see how things are coming along. Is something changing? Can you now feel? Look for this feeling, because this is the most important thing about it. As you move the right knee away from you, can you feel how it connects up into your thoracic spine, the area in between the shoulder blades, excuse me. You should feel it tug on that area. You should feel a tug all the way to your skull. Do you guys feel that tug now, that connection? Okay, let's rest it again. If you're not feeling that connection, then let's really get that connection on this other side. So now you're gonna bend, bless you, the right knee out to the side. You're gonna bring the left leg to stand. You're gonna walk it over and stand the left foot on the right thigh. Okay, let's bring your right hand behind your head. Let's bring your left hand with your knee, because this was the easiest for you guys, right? And as you start to move the knee towards you and then away, it's on the away, nice Mary, you lift your head. Really good. Excellent.
Good, 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 good. You're doing better.
Be careful with pulling on your neck. Nice, you guys. Okay, very nice. Now all I want you to do is change the hands. Okay? And stay in the pattern that the knee moves away as you lift the head. The habitual is to pull them together. It's really important to learn this moving away. That's it. Excellent. Now let's try interlacing the hands. Both hands are below the left knee or under, right? If you have knee issues. Okay? And now you get to lift your head as you move the left knee away from you. Lift the shoulders. Nice, Barb. Nice, Mary. Nice. Excellent. Beautiful. Much better, you guys. Much better. Okay, let the arms rest by your side and your head. Let's just go back to the butterfly movement of your left leg. And again, as your left knee moves away from you, right, it's lowering towards the floor. Your right knee's bent still out to the side. That should never change. The right sole of the foot should be up in your crotch. As you take the left knee away from you, do you feel the connection up your spine? It tugs. And if you're not feeling it, imagine it. Create it. Right? Feel. That's it. Cheryl's got it. So let the back of the head drag on the floor. You know, it's like an anchor. You guys all know an anchor, right, on a boat? And when you throw the anchor in, right, what does it do? It pulls the whole chain until it stops with the boat, right? That's what you're doing right now. Your head's the boat, the anchor is your leg. Okay, let's rest it again. There's hope for you guys. But I think we're definitely going to revisit this lesson. We're at round two. I've got to weave something in to... which I thought we had done in the upper back, but we need more. Never hurts to repeat a lesson down the line. Okay, let's go back to the left leg bent out to the side, please. Bend the right leg to stand. Walk your right leg across and stand on the left. Okay? Now, you're going to take your left hand and get a hold of the right knee. And your right hand is going to be down along your side with the palm down. Elbow slightly bent out. Because you're going to start to bring yourself up to sitting. And so you're going to use this right arm, and more than anything, it's the forearm. From your elbow to your palm to press into the floor to sit. So for sure now you can't let the knee and the hand slip. So as you start to let the knee move away from you, the left knee pulls, or the right knee pulls on the left arm, you lift your head. That's it, Bruce. You start to roll to the right and you use the right arm to come up to sitting, but you keep the left leg bent. Beautiful, Barb. And then you go back down. All the way up. So you don't change your left leg. Okay? You can roll more and more to the right. If you want to roll to the right to come up, right. Not left. Roll to the right, but keep your left leg open, Lori. So keep the left leg down. There you go. And now let that knee go down. Yes, why are you holding it in? That, now keep it away from you. Roll back down, keep that tension. That now, that's how I want you to come back up. Keep that, don't bend that elbow. Let the leg, the left arm. Straighten the left arm the whole way. Feel the tension. Let the leg pull. Keep coming. You had it. There you go. You can roll a little bit more. There you go. Don't bend here, though. Then that's going to hurt you. There you go.
So maybe...
there. Just play with this range right here. Awesome. So some of you, are you feeling this twisted thing that we did a couple weeks ago? Remember? In the spine? Remember that rotation flexion lesson? Uh-huh. We're revisiting it. Remember when we were holding the foot and alternating and then we put both hands on the outside? Here we are again. Okay, so everybody try this. Everybody just come up to sitting. Let go with your arms. Come up to sitting and the left leg is bent under first and then place the right on top of the left. There you go. Place your right hand next to you. Okay? Now take your left hand and get a hold of your knee. Now create like a hammock, tension. Don't be bending like this, right? So start to round back and let this left arm straighten. Let the elbow straighten. That's it. Don't let the hand slip. Now keep on starting to roll back. So just play with this. Roll back and come up until you can eventually roll back onto your back, but your restriction is you keep this straight. Those of you that bend the elbow means you've got chronic neck tension and shoulder tension. How can you move this part of your back backwards? Keep the elbow straight. Just rock, like rocking a baby. Nice, Bonnie. Beautiful, Bruce. You guys, just watch Bruce. He's just like, this is what I want you to do. You guys are making it so hard. And when you start to get into hard, what you do is you bend here, and when you bend here, you create tension here. So this is when you allow the knee to move away from you, and it pulls all through the shoulder and into the back. Right? Just do that rocking motion. But if you're bending here, you're losing the whole thing. Straighten the arm. Okay. Rest on your backs. Excellent. Much better. So one last time, bend your left knee out to the side. Walk your right leg, once it's standing, to step onto the left. And just open this right hip. And are you starting to feel the connection all the way up to your neck? And how much can you open it now? Can you open it all the way or close, or is it better? Good, Bonnie. Okay, straighten your legs. Let's rest again. And we'll try on the other side, the coming up to sitting. Is it feeling a little bit better? Yes, no, maybe? Three options. Okay, bend your right leg out to the side. Bend the left leg to stand. And then walk it over to stand it on the right thigh, right? Okay, and then you're going to reach across with your right hand to get the left knee. You're going to have your left hand down alongside you, elbow bent out so the palm is flat, right? And so you're going to start with this left leg. It's going to pull on your right arm. You're going to lift your head and you're going to start to roll over to your left side to come up to sitting. Excellent, Cheryl. Beautiful, Lori. Yeah, that's it, Bruce. Now, Bruce, try rolling a little bit more to the left first before you lift your head. There you go. But don't pull the knee in. Try to move the knee away from you. And then once you get up to sitting, or if you need to cheat to get to sitting, that's fine. When you're in sitting, it'll be the right leg is underneath and the left is on top. Correct? Okay. And then you're just going to play with creating this tension with that right arm. Right? So keep the right arm with the left leg, left knee. And you want to lock out the elbow and you want to round your spine and start to roll back. But left hand, fingers forward, always. That's it. Nice, Lori. That's it, Bruce. Beautiful. That's it. Excellent. And then just let this come up even a little bit more as you go back. Beautiful. You're doing great. But no bending in the right elbow. I know, right? If that is super hard for you, just remember that's information for you. It tells you how much you go to your neck and your shoulders. Right? So we're asking to let go of that, and then I'm asking you to get into that mid-back area. Excellent. Okay. Roll on your backs and rest. I've exhausted you, I can tell. Mentally, physically, potentially, emotionally, you're wiped out. Okay, so just one last time, bend the right leg out to the side, walk the left on top, Right, so bend the left leg to stand and then walk it over and just butterfly the left knee. Right, so the two things that you're looking for is as you open the left knee, the connection all the way up to the base of your skull, and that it's getting easier in the hip. And I promise you, this hip mobility is about what's happening in the upper back. So what we took out of the equation this particular lesson is your foot. We'll add that back in, but this upper back. So again, like Bruce, if you're not feeling it, hallucinate it. Encourage it to happen. Encourage your chest to move down. Pull down towards your belly, right? Your neck pulls down. Just think of the anchor. Pull, there you go. Excellent. Nice, Lori. Okay, and let's rest again. So if you feel discombobled for the rest of the day, don't be surprised. This was it's a challenging lesson, I told you. Even when I went through it, I had to do it about 4 times to really grasp what was going on. Just for you guys to know. I mean, that's how much time I put into doing these lessons before teaching them. And in a lesson like this where I wasn't familiar with it, it took me several tries to really figure out the whole lesson. So not to be shy about wanting to go home and trying this again throughout the week. So as you're lying there, notice for yourself how you're resting on the floor. And if you can recall how you were waiting on your tailbone, is that a little different now? Is it different how your lower back and spine is resting and how your legs are lying on the floor? What shows up different for you? Right? What stands out for you? So for everybody, it's going to be different. Just really notice what stands out really different for you from this lesson. And then slowly and gently go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so you can really sense the quality of rolling your head. And again, noticing if something feels significantly different in rolling your head left and right. Excellent. Okay, so taking your time, you can roll to a side. Feel free to pause there if you need to, especially if you're repeating this at home. You can lie on your side as long as you want before you do come to sitting and standing. And then once you're in standing, you'll see how you feel in standing and walking around. And what happened for me after doing this lesson is that what was really fascinating is it built through the day. So instead of just feeling like loose right now, it was more like as I went through the day, my hips felt looser and looser. It was quite profound. So again, just see if that happens for you. It was very interesting because sometimes you feel it all right at the end of the lesson. This is more of a lesson that like just stays with you and things are percolating.